This is the next to the last day of the International Mavericks Surf Contest. It's held every year in Northern California at Half Moon Bay. We're speaking to surfer Grant Washburn, who is out on the beach. He's actually a little ways up the coast from Half Moon Bay, but the story's the same everywhere. Grant, the surf is not up.
The surf is not up, and I can definitely attest to that.
And, you know, isn't this supposed to be the place where the big waves come very reliably all the time?
Well, you know, very reliably is a tough word to put on it. But, yeah, I mean, Mavericks is one of the most consistent big wave spots in the world. And we did have some big waves in December, but since then it's been small.
When you schedule these surfing contests, do you schedule them for a specific time, or are they kind of in a sliding window, so you go when the big waves are there over a period of a couple of months or something?
Yeah, it's really hard to pinpoint exactly what day will be good. So what they usually do with a big wave contest is have a wide open period with months of waiting. And at some point, the organizers decide to pull the trigger and call a green light, and then all the guys will fly in. So whether it's Hawaii or Africa or Half Moon Bay, when we're doing a big wave contest, that's how it works.
And how long have you been waiting?
Well, we waited all through January, February, and March, and we've really got nothing even close to what we were hoping to get.
Three months? 3 months?
Yeah.
Going on?
I don't know. Global weirdness. I think if anybody who follows the weather sees that there's some strange patterns, and you know, for Mavericks, the pattern has been smaller waves in the spring, and normally we would get giant surf in February, and this time we didn't.
But this has happened before. What, 3 or 4 years ago, I think maybe you also canceled then, so.
It does happen, and there's also some other, you know, things with the waiting period only being 3 months, and it seems like a long time, but actually, you know, for Mother Nature, that's asking her to really show up when you want. And December was a good month this year. We had some big waves, and coincidentally, like the three biggest paddling waves of the year were at Mavericks this year. So in the whole world, this was not a bad spot to be. It's just not January and February.
When you say these are the three best waves of the year, you actually know something like that?
Yeah, because there's a prize where the guys from all over the world submit their photos and images of the surf, and they annually award the biggest wave of the year, and Mavericks is in the running every year, and including this year. So even on the down year, we did pretty well.
How big were those waves this year?
They're close to 60 feet.
60 feet?
Yeah.
Would you ride a wave that big? You wouldn't, would you?
Yeah, if you get a good one.
Really?
You don't want them when they're mean, but if it's friendly, a nice 60-footer is actually a lot of fun.
Well, now you're seeing not 60-footers, you're seeing 6-footers, and that's just not enough for the Mavericks Surf Contest?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at like 2-footers, which is good for Jersey, basically. It's not the right day, that's for sure. So, yeah, unfortunately, it's not cooperating for us this year.
Well, what happens in international surfing when you have to call off the Maverick Contest?
Well, the guys are still here. I mean, we're still ready to surf. So even though the waiting period's going to close, if we get a great swell next week, the surfers will be out there, and we're already looking ahead to the next area. And in June and July is a great time to surf big waves in the Southern Hemisphere. So a lot of guys will be going down to Cape Town or Chile, South America.
A tough life, Grant, but keep going, and good luck.
Alrighty.
Good luck finding a wave, all right?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Surfer and filmmaker Grant Washburn speaking with us from the coast near San Francisco. Grant, thank you.
You're welcome.